the Gemara discusses the issue of chatzitza, and the Gemara says that min haTorah, the only time that there's a chatzitza when someone goes to the mikvah is a case of rubo umakbid alav, meaning that the individual's body is majority covered with some type of a chatzitza between himself and the water, and that he doesn't want that chatzitza to be there. In either case, where it would be miut umakbid, meaning if it's only on a minority, and he still doesn't want it to be there, or the flip side, which would be that it's rubo ve'eno makbid alav, that if it's on the majority of his body, but he doesn't care about it, that would only be a chatzitza midrabanan. Now, how does that work? So the pashup shot, according to Rashi, is that we need bias mayim bakulo, right? We learn from the lashon of the paraduma that we need the water to touch every part of your body. So if the minority of your body is covered, but you don't want it to be covered, so normally we have it in rubo kekulo, that's considered bias mayim bakulo, because the majority of yourself is considered all of yourself. But midrabanan, since you don't want that chatzitza to be there, we were gozer. And on the flip side, if it's rubo ve'eno makbid alav, so then we consider that to be that what you're not makbid about is considered part of your body, and therefore it's not considered a chatzitza either, and that's considered bias mayim bakulo. There is a concept that the Gemara discusses where we say that if it's kulo, if there's a chatzitza on all of your body, even if it's eino makbid alav, that is a chatzitza min haTorah, and the Brisker Rav explains that that's because that's not called bias mayim at all, meaning you can't substitute for your entire body and say that's considered that the water touched your body if the entire body has a chatzitza on it between it and the water. The Gemara then asks, what about miyud ve'eno makbid? And the Gemara said that would be a gzeira on a gzeira, and we don't want to do such a thing in this case to make a double gzeira. And that would seem to be the halacha. If you have a miyut ve'eno makbid, something on the minority of your body, and you don't really care that it's there, that does not constitute a chatzitza, neither min haTorah nor midrabanan. And it sounds from the lashon of the Gemara that it actually is usur to make such a gzera. However, if you look in the Ramah, in Yoredeya, Kuf Peches, Seif Aleph, he writes, when a woman goes to the mikvah, she should be makbid, even things that are not a chatzitza at all. And he writes a lashon, gzera atu dvarim achotzitzim. Person should make a gzera so that they should not have a real chatzitza, neither midaraisa nor midrabanan. But that basically we're saying that you should be makbid on a miyut ve'eno makbid also, which seems to be against the Gemara. So there are a number of attempts to answer this hanhaga that really all of Klal Yisrael does. So the simplest answer you could give in the Ramah is that it's not a real gzeira. There's not a real takana de rabbanan that you have to be careful about a miyut ve'eno makbid. It's just that we say it's a good hanhaga. Person should try to get rid of everything. And b'diavad, if you didn't get rid of a miyut ve'eno makbid, you don't have to worry about it. Another attempt to answer it, I once thought maybe you could answer according to the way Tosfos learns the Shita of Rashi, which is that the entire din of Rubo Makbid versus Miyud Ve'eno Makbid, etc., is only referring to a person's hair, but on the body itself, that any chatzitza is officially chotzeitz, but the vast majority, the Rishonim, including Tosfos themselves and the Ritva, they all are doche Rashi Shita fairly forcefully, and therefore it's hard to say that that's what the Ramah is really talking about. But nevertheless, Rashi Shita is out there, and therefore maybe we're at least trying to be machmir for a possibility of Shitas Rashi. Another possibility is that when we're dealing with an Isser Kares of Hilchos Nida, we're extremely machmir, and therefore we're makbid on a miyud ve'eno makbid as well. But the thing about that is that wouldn't necessarily carry over to other cases, i.e., let's say tevilas kalim. So for tevilas kalim, let's say you have some sticky stuff on the kli that you're trying to be tovel, and you don't care if it's there, so it's on the miut of the kli, and you're not makbid about it. So if it's not an isser kares, you wouldn't care about it at all, and therefore you shouldn't even try to bother getting it off. But the minhag olam is to try to get it off, even if it's a miut ve'eno makbid. So maybe you could just say that once we're machmir for isser kares, we're machmir for everything. And one last opportunity to explain it is the Shita of the Levush, on that same Simon Kuf Peches at the beginning. He writes that since Chazal were machmir by Rubo Ve'eno Makbid and Miyuru Makbid, even B'dieved, So therefore, there's nothing wrong with baking a gzeira on top of that, of miyad ve'eno makbid, at least l'chadchile. It would only be an iser to copy the gzeira and say that if you went to the mikvah with a miyad ve'eno makbid, you would have to go to the mikvah again. That would be the case of a gzeira and a gzeira, but not just to say l'chadchile, you should try to get rid of a miyad ve'eno makbid.